Ari already knew Raven, and Brinks came along about 6 months before we met you. Finn added. We sat for a moment in silence. I thought about Ari. Picturing him as Roma and a Scotsman were both impossible. Physically, he did look like a blend of the two with his dark features and light skin, but when he spoke, he sounded like English nobility. How I fit into their lives was a mystery. I couldn't comprehend how I would have been moved to steal from anyone. What was my role in all of this? I was certain I didn't build cars. Let's go downstairs and show you the workroom. Finn stood up and guided us back through the kitchen and down the stairs to the ground floor. From what I could see, it was covered in black, grooved rubber squares that fit together like puzzle pieces. There was every kind of weight equipment imaginable along the perimeter and a large boxing ring in the very middle. There was a wet sauna off in the far corner and a walk-in wine cooler just to our right off the stairs. This level was as clean as the upstairs, but there was no artwork. There was, however, one large wall item that caught my eye. I stepped closer to a gilded frame with a red background. Within it hung a royal blue ribbon edged in red and white, and on the end was a grand medallion with a white enamel cross and a gold crest in the center. That's Ari's from the Queen, the Royal Victorian Order. He's a knight. Bounce stared at me, waiting for me to be impressed. I was sure my face looked more confused. How does a thief become a knight? Thief is a relative term to some. Come on, follow me. Finn took my hand and stepped into the wine cooler. He flipped a small light switch, which caused the sound of a bolt being thrown. He pushed the far wall and it swung open, wine and all, to reveal a whole hidden section of the house. This must be the back cave. What, no retina scan? I couldn't help but smile at my own joke. Well, I mean, there's no costume change, but we like it. Finn smiled in response after shutting the wall behind us and locking it in place. We walked into the space while Bounce continued on toward the back and Finn rifled through some paperwork at the base of a huge whiteboard with markers. The opposite wall had held an enormous flat-screen TV. The walls were a burgundy red with white crown molding and a dark wood ceiling. I went to sit at one of the brown leather chairs surrounding an oval, muddy brown granite table. This room was far less tidy than the rest of the house. Finally, a place that looked lived in. I noticed on the other side of the wall computers, printers, and other technical equipment I didn't recognize. Even though I wasn't sure what everything was, it was all impressive. So what do you think? Bounce came back into view and sat at the table. Well, it's certainly well appointed for a nerve center. So what did we do here? Finn replied, we planned out the different jobs. You wanted to be a striker like Raven and I, but you were good at blending in and reading people. Ari was training you to be our surveillance. You gave information on the people that were relevant and took pictures. We filled in the technical pieces at this table. Finn tapped his finger against the granite for emphasis. With Ari's popularity, it was best he started spending less time around a place, so you were becoming real useful in the prep work. So I didn't really take anything, like go into a vault and come out with a diamond necklace in my pocket. No. You were eager to try, though. Nothing Finn said sparked any memory, but observing from the sidelines did match my personality. I'd been trying to imagine what part I could have played that made any sense. Being a recorder of information fit like a glove. Evie, I gotta ask, do you remember anything about our last job? It was right before you left. Bounce took my hand and leaned into me, turning very serious. No. Why? Did I do something wrong? No. It was all very successful, but if you don't remember it, we still have no idea what you did with your take. Bounce looked to Finn, and they frowned in unison. Take? You mean money? Or like jewels or something? Somewhere you should have close to $250,000 stashed away. For your sake, we were hoping we could help you figure out where, Finn explained. I couldn't hide the odd surprise on my face. What was the job? I mean, what did we do? I was struggling, hoping something would unlock the secrets of my stupid brain. $250,000. Who doesn't remember things like that? I had to be the worst amnesia patient in the history of medicine. Ari requested that any specific crimes were left to him to discuss with you. Obviously, we want to help, but he asked for no details right now. Bounce looked at me with some regret in her expression. She clearly wanted to tell me everything. We both jumped at the sound of the door latch opening. Finn looked over to a monitor to see who was approaching. The wall opened and Brink stepped into the room, startled to see us. "Hey guys, sorry, I didn't think to ask if anyone was here. What are we discussing?" Brink set down a backpack while slurping an iced coffee drink. I recognized the Dura Vita logo. "Just shedding some light for Evelyn and looking for her money," Bounce said, grabbing the drink out of his hand for a sip. He swatted at her to no avail. "Did anything come back for you?" he asked as he took a seat. "No, nothing." I was annoyed with myself and starting to get a headache. "Well, it will come with time." His accent made me want to order a pina colada and sit on the beach for the rest of the afternoon. "What else do you have planned for the day?" he asked. "Since we can't take Evelyn shopping with her newfound fortune, we're wide open." "Why are you here?" Bounce inquired, stealing another sip. "Ari called. He wanted me to look into something, do some research. He's cutting his trip short. He'll be back tomorrow." Finn and Bounce looked to each other like they wanted to dive at the carrot Brinks dangled, but then they glanced in my direction. It must be tough to be both thieves and babysitters. "If you want to talk, I can go wait upstairs or something. Just show me how to get out of here." I stood and moved toward the airtight door. "No, Bounce, let's go and leave Brinks alone. We can catch up later." "You don't need us, right?" Finn stood as well and slapped Brinks on the back. "No, I'm good. Let me know if there's anything going on tonight." Brinks smiled at me, waving goodbye. "See you later, Evie. Don't worry. We'll find your fortune." I wished I was half as optimistic.